Do you sigh and cry over the abominations which are happening in your country and around the world, as God commands you to do in the book of Ezekiel? There are many abominations which are happening, but I like to concentrate today on our broken immigration system in the United States, and let me just add, around the world, especially also in Europe. But when it comes to the United States, we have all seen those terrible images of little children crying in detention camps because they have been separated from their parents, and the reason being that a new policy had been enacted by the Trump administration, the so-called zero tolerance policy, which means that every person coming into this country illegally is now being considered as a criminal. And because they are considered to be criminals, you cannot have children in the criminal system because they are innocent. And so you take them away and you place them in so-called detention camps. Some call them concentration camps. And that has, of course, caused an uproar, not just in the United States, not just amongst Democrats, but also many Republicans and many others, religious people, have shown their condemnation for that policy. And of course, as you can imagine, many countries around the world have also made the same statements. I'd like to read to you a statement by former First Lady Laura Bush, who wrote the following. She called this practice immoral and cruel. And she wrote, "These images are eerily reminiscent of the Japanese-American internment camps of World War II, now considered to have been one of the most shameful episodes in the U.S. history." But also others, like First Lady Melania Trump, said through a spokesman that she hates to see the children separated from their families and that a country needs to be governed with heart, obviously implying that presently the United States is not governed with heart. And as I said, American Christian leaders, evangelicals, including even Franklin Graham, who normally is a strong supporter of Donald Trump, and also the Catholics and also the Jews, have condemned this practice, amongst many others. And so, bowing to this political pressure, President Trump issued an executive order on June 20, yesterday, claiming that it will keep migrant families together. Now, what is interesting is that until very recently, he said that he couldn't and wouldn't issue such an executive order. Now, legal experts have been saying all along that that is a complete false representation of the law. An open letter was written by 75 former U.S. attorneys saying that Trump could end that policy with a phone call because, after all, he and his Attorney General, Jeff Sessions, enacted it in the first place. But Mr. Trump also, as recent as June 18, said this: "The United States will not be a migrant camp, and it will not be a refugee holding facility, not on my watch." And on June 19, he said, "When you prosecute the parents from coming in illegally, which should happen, you have to take the children away. People that come to violate the law, they endanger their children in the process, and frankly, they endanger all of our children." Now, it boggles my mind to hear a statement like that. How in the world would they endanger our children unless you take their children away from their parents? Now, this new executive order has all kinds of problems because the order, first of all, did not abandon the zero tolerance policy, meaning that illegal immigrants entering the country, even if they are entitled to asylum, would still be looked upon as criminals to begin with. Now, a court had held that you cannot detain children for more than 20 days in a detention facility. And so now the idea is like, oh, we'll put them all together, the parents and the children, and then we go to the court in those detention facilities, and then we go to the court and ask the court to reverse that order. Now, good luck if you really feel that that is going to happen. Now, Deutsche Welle on June 21 added the following very interesting and important idea. Trump bowing to pressure does nothing for the children already taken from their families. The likelihood that they'll be reunited with their parents swiftly, if at all, looks grim. U.S. administration officials said on Wednesday that they had no plan on how to bring them back together. Now, pointing at these events, Europe particularly makes all kinds of strong condemnatory statements, thereby becoming extremely hypocritical because they themselves are guilty of similar atrocities. A very interesting article by Handelsblatt Global pointed out the hypocrisy of French President Emmanuel Macron, because over there in France, people, law-abiding citizens, are being prosecuted in a criminal prosecution if they in any way help illegal immigrants. And the same is apparently happening in Belgium as well. Now, if you look at the United States policy for a moment, if you have illegal immigrants who are treated as criminals, then we have something very similar happening here, because there have already been allegations that any U.S. citizen, including ministers, could be threatened with legal actions if they in any way help illegal immigrants. Now, they call that harboring a criminal or aiding and abetting a criminal. Now, when Jews tried to leave Nazi Germany, something interesting happened. First of all, Attorney General Sessions claimed that you cannot compare those detention camps with concentration camps by the Nazis because the Nazis allegedly did not deport the Jews from Germany, which is, of course, a horrendously, ridiculously wrong statement. I mean, that is so false, you don't even have to say much about it. But when Jews tried to leave Nazi Germany, entering the United States, entering Great Britain, entering other European countries, what happened? They were turned back. They were not allowed to come in. In fact, Hitler and Mussolini offered the American and the British governments to take in the Jews, and they refused. And they refused. And then, of course, you did have the concentration camps, and more than 5 million innocent people were murdered in those camps. And those who refused to take them in might have some responsibility, because if they had taken them in, some of them would not have been killed and murdered. Now, today, many persecuted refugees flee the atrocities in their homelands and seek shelter in Europe and the United States. But again, they may not be allowed to come in and find protection in countries which claim to be willing to help others in need. Now, because so many evangelicals and Christian leaders have condemned the practice of zero tolerance and the separation between families, Mr. Sessions felt he had to speak out, and with the support of the White House, claimed that the Bible justifies his actions. He said, "I would cite you to the Apostle Paul and his clear and wise command in Romans 13 to obey the laws of the government because God has ordained them for the purpose of order." Now that, of course, caused all kinds of reaction, and it made the blood boil of many Christians, because this is a completely blasphemous and ungodly misinterpretation of God's holy word. You know, nowhere does the Bible even suggest that you are supposed to obey an unrighteous order. I mean, this was a rationale which was given in Nazi Germany. Oh, you have to obey the order of the Führer. The Bible tells you the exact opposite. It tells you that when an order is given by a government which is against the letter or the spirit of God's law, you as a Christian must disobey it. You must obey God rather than man, the Bible says. And so to even suggest that an order or a policy must be obeyed, even though it is against God's word, is just, as I said, completely and totally blasphemous. But why do we have these problems around the world when it comes to immigration, for example? Well, we have the problems because this isn't God's world. Many people think that they have to better the system, make the system better, not realizing that that is not godly systems we are talking about. God is not ruling this world. Satan, the devil, is the ruler of this world. He himself said so to Christ. He said, all these powers, all these kingdoms have been given to me, and I give them to whomever I want to. And Christ didn't dispute that. Christ knew that Satan was correct in that regard, but he also knew something else. He knew that he would return to this earth to do away with all man-made governments under the inspiration of Satan, and he would restore the government of God, the rule of God, the kingdom of God on this earth, and he would rule on this earth, not making a system better, which was instituted by Satan to begin with, doing away with that system and replacing it with a godly system, the system of the kingdom of God. And so I have to ask you the question. If you can look at these images, if you can consider what is happening insofar as immigration is concerned, this broken system, which was never really whole to begin with, and if you cannot sigh and cry over these abominations, then something is wrong with your heart. Then you have seared your conscience. Then you don't have a heart which God can deal with. And unless you change, you are not going to be in God's kingdom. You are not going to be under Jesus Christ helping this world to become a better place when he rules on this earth. So the challenge is yours. You got to understand what this world is all about, what immigration is all about, what the rule of man is all about. We have prepared a booklet called Angels, Demons, and the Spirit World. Angels, Demons, and the Spirit World. And in addition to this, human suffering, why and how much longer? Why do we have human suffering? Why do we have all these broken systems? And who is really in charge at this point? God allows these things, of course, but it is not that he puts these things into motion. And also, what I talked to you about today, if you really want to get more information about these terrible events which are taking place in the United States and around the world, I've written an editorial, and also we have a lengthy current events section in our new update number 833. Now, it's being posted on our web, but you can also get a hard copy of it. If you really want to know the facts and not being a victim of propaganda, whether it's from the left or the right, you need that update. It's absolutely free. As I said, you can get it on the web. You can ask us for a free subscription via email, and you can also get a free copy, a hard copy, if you want to. So please don't forget to ask us for the things, those two booklets and the update if you want one. And until next time, this is Norbert Link for the Standing Watch program.